Speaking by Dan Kelly, Cincinnati, Ohio. You're going to hear what roaring feels. We had the parties like an old house, so every single day. From church until the bedroom, first book in hand came Father Quite, with the bright da-da-da belly-o. Up jiggering as the merry pipe, struck up a little song, yelling-o. White the lad, it's a lad, white the lad, the lady-o. White the lad, it's a lad, white the lad, the lady-o. Well, boys, upon me soul, we had the greatest night's fun of that wedding I ever had in me life. There was myself and Mick McLaughlin and a lot more of the boys sitting in the fire, telling stories, sitting around the fire. And one says to the other, let us go to another room and look at the dancing. All right, says we, and up we left and out we run. And while we were gone, who came in through the back door but a great big tall raw-born red-headed cross-eyed knock-kneed devil by the name of McGuffin. I don't know, but some of ye might know him. His sister was a one-eyed man. Ye might know him be that. Well, sir, McGuffin was mad with the hunger, and he sees a bowl of starch that was standing on a table in the kitchen, and he walks over to it, and he drunk every drop of it. He thought it was mush and milk. And after drinking the starch, he came over to the fire to stand by it to warm himself. And there he was, standing with his hands behind him and his mouth open and the flies running down his throat, and he wasn't able to bend his jaw. Straight he wasn't, sir, when in comes me father. Well, me father looked at McGuffin, and McGuffin looked at me father. And me father told him to go. Me father didn't like him. McGuffin, he says, go to the house. But the devil an answer he got out of McGuffin. McGuffin couldn't bend his jaws to talk to him. He was that stiff with a stare. Ha, 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 ha. The devil was lying. Well, sir, when McGuffin couldn't speak, me father knew there was something wrong, and he whistled for me, and in I come. Paddy, says he, sir, says I, go out and call your mother, says he. I will, says I, and out I go to me mother. Mother, says I, what, says he? Come in, says I, me father wants you. And in comes me mother. Nancy, says me father. What, says me mother? What did you do to McGuffin, says me father? What's your faith, I done nothing to the man, says me mother. I didn't see him till now. Faith, says me father, I think you did. Faith, and I didn't see him, says she. So we got him, me father took a hold of McGuffin to the back of the neck, and I took a hold of him to the leg. And we threw him on his back, and we poured a bucket full of boiling hot water down his throat. Before we could get a bind out of him, he was that stiff with his dad. Ha, ha, the devil was lying. Well, sir, after that, me father gets in good humour, and he kicked him out. And then he goes over to Mick the Piper. Oh, I forgot to tell you about Mick. Mick was the queerest looking devil that was in the house that night. He was blind in one eye, and he was blind drunk in the other one. Mick says, me father, play up something for me and the old woman to dance. What the piece is the Piper? Shoot me, asks me mother. So with that, he squeezed up his leather bag and leathered away with, white the lad, it's a villa, white for love of the lady, oh, white the lad, it's a villa, white for love of the lady, oh.